Talk Live. This is hour number two. We're going till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Welcome to the program. It's Ian here with you.
And I'm Mike.
And Menwich.
And the number for you is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Oh, I want to announce that there's some big news coming up for Free Talk Live. I don't think we're going to quite announce that big news, but we also have a special guest who's coming on. And if you've listened to the show before in the past, you know that this is not a guest show.
Right. Sorry.
We don't need guests. We've got three opinionated guys in the studio and open phones. We don't need guests to get through an hour. I mean, that's, in my opinion, what a lot of shows do. Their talk show host just doesn't feel like he's talented enough to, and probably isn't, talented enough to hold the show on his own. So he just brings in guest after guest after guest and dull guest. And we don't do that on this program, but our first guest that we're going to have on, and man, what you corrected me. I announced originally this was the first guest we were going to have
ever.
Ever. This is the first guest we have on our show on GCN, but we have had another guest on in the past one time. This will be our second guest in two entire
years. And they're both big deals.
That's true. This big deal is going to be presidential candidate Michael Badnarik. Libertarian presidential candidate Michael Badnarik will be joining us in 2 weeks' time. So literally, a few days before the election, we're going to have him on this show.
Now, he just got arrested, right?
He did just get arrested about a week or so ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So I talked to him several weeks ago.
You talked to him?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you went to his speaking occasion.
Yeah, he was up in Tampa, and I went and saw him speak in front of a large crowd, and it was really something.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to get back to Josh here in just a moment, but first, this.
For Free Talk Live, this is Mike with your Week 6 NFL update. Here we are at the start of Week 6, and there are still three teams, the Patriots, the Jets, and the Eagles, that have yet to lose this season, while two teams haven't found a way to win. Ironically, these two groups of losers, the Dolphins and the Bills, have to play each other this Sunday. So someone will finally get a notch in the win column, unless, of course, they end in a tie. Now, with regards to this season's schedule, the New England Patriots are probably playing their most difficult game this week as they host the Seattle Seahawks at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Mass. The Patriots' defense is currently ranked at 10th in the league, whereas the Seahawks' D is ranked 6th. Their offenses, however, are more closely matched, with the Pats ranked 11th overall, while the Seahawks come in at 13th. What exactly do these stats mean? Well, simply put, this means this is going to be a kick-ass game, and you're not going to want to miss it. Make sure you check your local listings for the time and channel in your area. Check out all of the latest news at NFL.com. And for Free Talk Live, this has been Mike with your Week 6 NFL update. Let's get back for more Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network.
And, of course, if you want, you can access Mike's full picks on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com.
Exactly. Every week.
Yeah, so check that out. Again, freetalklive.com. And our number, 800-259. I do that every week. 259-9231. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. Josh, in Allentown, Pennsylvania, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Oh, and also, one of the things that they do with these officers is, if there's a problem in a classroom, not even...
Oh, by the way, he came right back in like we just left him off. He just continued his train of thought. We're talking to Josh about...
He's been in suspended animation or something. Poor guy.
We're talking to Josh in Allentown, Pennsylvania, about cops in schools. Okay, Josh, now people understand what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'm just trying to remember everything I want to get in here. Like when there's a problem in the classroom, even if it's not going to be a legal issue, they call it their officer down and take care of it. Like, you know, I mean, the kid gets out of hand, they page it their officer, come down to the classroom, take care of this. Like, this kid hasn't even broken any laws yet, and they're bringing the cops in right away.
Well, maybe they're figuring if this DARE officer has to spend his whole damn day hanging out at the school anyway, he might as well earn his keep.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, it's just like, I guess they're just trying to get these kids used to having cops everywhere they go and, you know, trying to get them used to listening to it. I mean, if a kid's on probation and he gets in trouble, what's the first thing they do? They call their probation officer. I'm just like, it's schools I've always thought, you know, that's how I ended up working in a school, because I thought I'd be able to, you know, help myself out as well as help these kids out, but I've learned that it's just another bureaucracy that we have in this country that, you know, it's like, school's not what people think it's cracked up to be. It's not, you know, they're not there to help the kids. They're there to make their money and, you know, try to make these kids learn if they can. If not, we'll arrest them and get them out of here. I don't know.
So right. you honestly thought that you could make a difference, huh, Josh?
I still think, you know, people can
make a
difference.
I'm sure you can, Josh. Absolutely.
As a whole,
sure you can make a difference.
As a whole, the school can't. The school systems don't make a difference. You know what I mean? It's it's not like you're trained to think schools are there for. I don't know. It's another money making business that there is in
actually,
the world.
It's not a money making business. It's a money losing parasite. nobody makes money, and the government runs
systems. Money making is as in for the administration.
True. Okay. Fine. Yes, the teachers and administrators enrich themselves, but the community loses as a whole.
Oh.
As you were saying.
Oh,
John.
Come on! Ask any teacher who feels like they're making what they deserve. It's working at a school.
All right, the administrators enrich.
It's funny. There are teachers that make much more than they deserve because they don't care at all. But then there's teachers that actually do care, and they're not making nearly what they should be making. But then there's the administrators that, like, not even the school administrators, but more in like at the education centers and stuff like that mm-hmm. they're making well over $100,000 a year.
You know, I know here in Sarasota, where we originate this show from in Florida, there is a whole building in Sarasota dedicated to the school board. Just an entire building mm-hmm. full of administrative bureaucrats who can't really do anything much more every day than push pencils around, as far as I'm concerned.
They make rules that don't make sense. And the whole standards thing is another one. It's like where everyone's supposed to be, they're supposed to get every kid to the same level, and it's like, and that's how then the schools go, and they try to treat it. It's like you have kids that are not going to learn the same way. It's like, and then when they get out of hand and you arrest them, that's not going to help them learn. That's not going to help them
absolutely
at all.
Absolutely not. Of course, at the same time, though, keeping a bad kid in school isn't going
to
help them learn
but
either. If they don't want to learn, then they're not going to learn.
Well, plus it could detract.
It's going to,
you know,
yeah.
from the whole system as it is, because other kids aren't going to be learning what they're supposed to do anyway.
I mean, they get the real bad kids out now. I mean, the real bad kids aren't in the schools, but I mean, just the ones that aren't perfect. The ones that do call, like people that used to be class clowns, they're not class clowns anymore. Now they're the ones that are getting hauled out in handcuffs. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
true.
I remember seeing this coming when I was in school. Again, you mentioned you were 24, Josh.
Yeah.
I'm also 24, and so we're both in high school at the same time. And I can, just from what I'm seeing on the outside, and obviously you're in the midst of it every day, I've seen major changes in just the last few years in our school system. I remember when I was in school, I was on first name basis with the principal because I got to see him for a number of reasons. And I remember one time I asked him something in regards to, well, don't I have the right to a trial?
You don't have any right.
Right, I was being accused of certain things. Don't I have the right to free speech, the right to a trial? And he actually came back with me and with that response. He said, nope, you don't have any rights when you're on school campus.
Oh, yeah, that's
true.
You leave your rights at the door. I'm like,
yep.
What? No, and that is the way it goes. I mean, you don't have any rights. You lose them all, and then when you try to uphold your rights, you know, your freedom of speech. Oh, that's disorderly conduct.
I totally agree, Josh. What is the answer, though? What's the answer to this whole school situation? How would you make things right?
How would I make things right?
Yeah.
I think what it is it is too much. It's the government control of schools. I mean, let the schools run themselves. Let the districts run themselves. Don't, you know, like the whole, you know, it used to be the states ran their state school systems, and then now it's, with this whole No Child Left Behind, it's the federal government running the whole school system. It's like, you can't treat every child in America the same. They're not all
excellent
the same.
Excellent point,
They're
Josh. I hope you're voting for Michael Bednarik, if that's the case.
I don't know who I'm. I mean, I don't even know if I'm going to vote yet.
Consider Bednarik and listen to us in 2 weeks, and you can actually call in with a question for him, because he's going to be on the air with us in 2 weeks.
Okay, thank you.
Josh, thank you for listening. We look forward to hearing from you in the future. We want to hear all the bureaucratic nonsense that goes on behind the scenes. Because I know, I've known people who teach before,
right.
And just there's so much crap that goes on behind the scenes. We want to hear about it, all right? So give us an update sometime.
Problem.
Thanks, Josh.
Cool.
All right, we're going to come back with more. 800-259-9231. I'm serious, dude. You wouldn't believe this stuff goes on.
I can only imagine.
800-259-9231. We're going to come back and talk about the death penalty. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, the death
Supreme Court ruling
the execution.
Death
coming back
dun, dun,
with Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control.
I'm Michael Bednarik, and I approve this message.
President Bush got elected by claiming to be a compassionate conservative. Would a conservative approve $500 billion in deficiting in a single year? Would a conservative give us Hillary Care, socialized medicine, something even Bill Clinton couldn't do? Would a conservative approve of searching our homes without warrants? Or locking up American citizens indefinitely without even filing any charges? If you're fed up with electing Republicans who claim to be conservative and then govern like liberal Democrats, you do have an alternative. Michael Badnarik, the Libertarian candidate for president. Bush and Kerry aren't the only choices. Libertarian Michael Badnarik, the alternative for the true conservative. Call 800-807-7552 today. That's 800-807-7552.
Log on at badnarik.org. That's BADNARIK.org.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit SeaMineral.com.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Or, of course, you can log on to the website at freetalklive.com. Get involved in the chat room, the BBS. Check out the archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners. Send us an email at ftl@freetalklive.com. So many ways to get interactive with the show, and we certainly ask you to do so.
You know, speaking of emails, I know, man, what you're itching to get to your execution thing, but I just want to somehow finish up this email here, because the phone lines are open again, 800-259-9231, and you can bring up anything you want. He looks like he's going to cry, doesn't he? I started the email. Let me finish the email. This one from Roger in Canada, or excuse me, Robert in Canada, and he's talking about the healthcare system. He makes a claim Canadians are healthy. On average, we're among the healthiest people in the world, and we're becoming healthier.
Well, when you live in the freaking Arctic, practically, I mean,
you do live longer.
Yeah, it's a little.
If I had to go to a government-run clinic, I'd stay healthy too.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, he goes on just facts, alleged facts, and trying to make the point that his system is better than ours, and our system isn't that great. That's true. That much is true. We don't have the greatest system here, but I find it hard to believe that socialist single-payer healthcare, universal healthcare, is better than what we have. Although, we might just be so muddled in regulations that it might actually be a little bit better. I'm not really sure. I'm no healthcare expert, and I can't get into all these details, well, so I wish we could read it all.
Was it Senator John Kerry,
Robert,
that mentioned something about if... The plan that he wants to enact is for Americans to have the same type of health care that's offered to our people in the government, the senators and
said.
So forth, which I think then George Bush rebutted and said something to the effect of that would cost
$10 trillion.
No, it would cost average Americans like $17,000 a year for health care. I mean, geez, that's
tough. Just the projection. When was the last time a politician correctly projected anything that was going to go on? I mean, the fact is, yeah, maybe that would be what it would cost, but then the system would change inexorably, and it would cost three times
blow that figure out of the water.
He says, in fact, they just came out with a health care bill earlier this year, and he made an estimate, George Bush made an estimate as to how many billions of dollars it would cost, and immediately after it was passed, that estimate changed by a factor of like 33% or something like that. So, and of course, it hasn't even been implemented yet, and once it's implemented, then it'll go up even more. That's just the way it works. Well, anyway, Robert finishes up. I'll read the first and last paragraph. His last paragraph is, we are left with the question, what's right about the Canadian healthcare system compared with the American system? In his opinion, just about everything. We do have problems, but the Americans do not have the solutions. Well, I would say American government doesn't have the solutions. They're the ones that have destroyed the healthcare system that we had here in this country. I wonder if doctors make house calls in Canada. Maybe you could tell us that, Robert. Do doctors make house calls in Canada?
I bet they don't.
I would bet they don't.
They haven't even in my lifetime.
You know, in single-payer universal healthcare, the underlying philosophy there is, if you want to be a doctor, we're going to force you to be a doctor, and here's what you're going to do. I mean, it's not a free market. I don't see how you could decide what area of expertise you want to go into. I can't even imagine the bureaucratic red tape around single-payer healthcare. Nobody has a right to healthcare. We all should be able to access affordable healthcare. But unfortunately, in this country, that's just not an option right now because
right.
It's not free. It's not not that it should be free. It's not a free market in healthcare. And if it was, then we would have the best healthcare system in the world. It would be the cheapest and the best at the same time because of competition.
Sure.
Just like hamburgers.
Yeah.
But a little bit more complex.
Down,
yeah. Yeah. So, Manwich, with your story about...
Yeah, I got to start.
Jails.
Well, jails. Okay.
What's going on?
High Court weighs in on juvenile death penalty. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's a very long article. But basically, the Supreme Court on Wednesday struggled to assess the morality and propriety of states executing murderers who killed at the ages of 16 or 17. So the guys can be any age at all, but they committed their crimes when they were 16 or 17.
When they were still minors.
Right, when they were still minors. The ultimate punishment is still carried out in a few places outside the United States, but very few. The court has outlawed executions for people that are 15 and under when they committed their crimes. So if you committed a crime while you were 14 or 15 or, you know, whatever, committed a murder while you're 14 or 15, then you can't be executed for that. Actually, you can be executed for more things than murder, but basically that's what people get killed in the United States for, executed. Justices debate whether such killers are children who cannot grasp the consequences of their actions and should be kept from death row, or criminals whose executions would ensure justice for victims and deter other youths. You know, I guess the simple question here is, should juveniles be treated like adults in the case of like really serious crimes? And the larger question is,
You know, death penalty, what do you think? I mean, it's a topic that divides America, obviously. You know, it's just about down the middle, I would say.
Yeah, we touched on it a few weeks ago with one of the Constitution Party people who was on the phone.
Oh, really? And I really wonder what people think, you know, what people think about, you know, juveniles being treated as adults, and what people think about the death penalty in general. I mean,
so the question, first question is, should juvenile murderers be treated as adults and possibly face the death penalty? That's question one.
I guess, to me, it seems silly for a juvenile to be treated as an adult in the sense that, like, they're charged as adults by the system. Like, a judge decides this is a juvenile crime and this is an adult crime. Well, I don't see why you couldn't have the same punishments for juveniles as you do for adults. But, I mean, an adult can't commit a juvenile crime.
No, certainly not.
I mean, it's just weird.
That is a little inconsistent, isn't it?
It's inconsistent and odd.
And the other question is, what's your opinion on the death penalty?
Yeah, what do people think about the death penalty? I think that, let me finish up with some of the article here.
800-259-9231 if you have an answer.
One more time.
800-259-9231.
Okay, justices seem sharply aware that the world's audience, as they discussed whether executions are cruel and unusual punishment in violation of the Constitution. They heard arguments in a Missouri case involving Christopher Simmons, who at 17 listened to this disgusting killer. I mean, this guy's just vile. He apparently planned on breaking into this girl's house, and he burglarized the house, and then he taped her up with duct tape, and while she was alive, wearing nothing but he had her in cowboy boots and a pair of panties, he threw her off a bridge.
Holy crap!
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very, very bad man.
That's horrible.
Yeah, very bad man. And, you know, I mean, obviously...
Did he admit to it? I wonder.
I don't know.
Allegedly.
He was convicted.
Okay. But that doesn't mean much these days now, does it?
In my opinion, if you're convicted of a crime, you know, in the legal sense, if you committed convicted of a crime, you did it. That's the way
but?
It is. Well, you may or may not have done it, but... And lots of people are in, a few people are in prison for things that they didn't do. But
yeah, I mean, we've seen cases where people are exonerated after X amount of years because of now DNA evidence that
right.
was not usable back then, or, you know, we didn't have the technology
Oops.
To pull it out, you know. And
we're
yeah,
sorry.
Exactly. Oh, gee, sorry, we just pissed away 25 years of your life. Have a nice day.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff. Let's see. There's a couple of justices quoted here, which I think is kind of interesting. Justice Anthony M. Kennedy, a moderate, expected to be a key swing vote, said that the world opinion against this punishment does have a bearing on what's unusual. Justice Layton, representing the state of Missouri, said that the court's judgment about unconstitutional punishment in America should not be based on what happens in the rest of the world.
We're going to come back with more. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Should there be a death penalty is the question on the table for tonight. This is Free Talk Live, or you can interrupt the show and talk about anything.
Are you tired of the same old politics? Are you concerned that your vote no longer makes a difference? Are your taxes increasing faster than your paycheck does? Do you feel that you're the best judge of what's right for you, your family, business, lifestyle, and health? The Free State Project is looking for people to help set the example. We're all moving to state, New Hampshire, which has no income tax, no sales tax, and one of the most robust economies in the United States. And 20,000 Free State Project members are going to make it even better. Free State Project members are working to bring about smaller government, limited in size, scope, and expense. A government committed to keeping citizens free, free to donate to charities, run their businesses, and raise their families. Join the Free State Project and you can have liberty in your lifetime. We already have thousands of members and are growing every day. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
I tried glucosamine for my arthritis, but it didn't help much.
They tell me I just have to put up with my joint pain and stiffness.
Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints or dealing with expensive medications or painful injections? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a totally new product called Injuve. Rather than stopping the pain, Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes what your body was born with by replacing a vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but it helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. In short, if you have joint pain or arthritis, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and comes in easy-to-swallow soft gels. Call 1-800-707-3953 and get one bottle free when you buy two. Remember, call 1-800-707-3953 and get your free bottle of Injuve when you buy two. Call today.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You can call in and change the topic if you'd like. Take control. Bring up whatever you want. Maybe it's a personal issue. Maybe you've got a conflict with the spouse,
yeah,
the kid, the boss.
Who knows?
Maybe it's a political thing. Maybe you want to get on the air and just rant about something.
Yeah, maybe you hated those debates.
Feel free. 800-259-9231. In the meantime, we're going to discuss the death penalty. Now, man, what you were talking about, a Supreme Court decision. Has the decision been made yet? I kind of missed that.
It has not. The decision has not yet been made.
Okay.
It's the situation is they listen to the arguments,
right,
at the Supreme Court, and then months later... not like, you know, 8 or 9 months later. Well, usually not 8 or 9 months
X later. Amount of boxes of Krispy Kremes, right, and of Dunkin' Donuts coffee later.
They want to be clear that, you know, this is it. This is the final court. So they want to be clear that this is the ruling that they're going to make. They're not going to be rushed in any way. And I don't, you know, disagree with that particularly.
So they're deciding on what? Recap, please.
The constitutionality of executing people who committed murder while being 16 or 17. They've already ruled... I believe it wasn't too long ago. It could have been a year, could have been two. That it's unconstitutional to execute, which I don't think the Constitution really touches on it for very long, murder very much, but it's unconstitutional to execute
somebody. Actually, the Constitution doesn't touch on it at all.
Right, it's weird. But it's unconstitutional to execute someone who's below the age of 15, or 15 or below when they commit
murder. As we know, the Supreme Court... obviously has made plenty of unconstitutional decisions in the past. So,
well, they've made many decisions that they've then rescinded. It's interesting, you know.
Sure.
I mean, there was for prohibition against prohibition,
so
for slavery against slavery, you know.
Obviously the Constitution doesn't get a lot of respect, but what do you think? I mean, should these kids, like the 17-year-old maniac that you were talking about, threw a girl off a bridge or whatever, should he be executed?
I think if anybody in the world deserves execution, that this 17-year-old guy that kidnapped this girl from her home and threw her off a bridge while she was in nothing but her panties and a pair of cowboy boots, man, he deserves it. But I think that until man is perfect, that the government can't execute people.
Man's
fallible.
No. If somebody is around, if there are witnesses who actually see, let's say, somebody stab a guy or put a few bullets in the guy's head or whatever, and that guy is dead, why should I, as a taxpayer, be putting forth money to keep some loser alive in a freaking jail cell somewhere where they ought to just dust him? Like that.
I think he ought to be dusted. Let's make that clear. But I don't think that that the people, that we are infallible and that we'll make mistakes. Now, another point that I'd like to make on that is we spend a lot more money in the automatic appeals that go into somebody who's convicted of the death penalty. There's not automatic appeals if you get a life sentence, but there are automatic appeals that are kicked in immediately. That's where the millions of dollars comes in. It costs you $50,000 a year to incarcerate somebody in the United States, approximately, right?
Right, right.
In the United States. Whereas it costs millions every time they go back, because you're talking about paying judges, paying stenographers, paying all these people that are in the courtroom. It's just a big mess. So what really costs money is appeals.
Yeah. So and if we didn't have the death penalty, then there wouldn't be that appeals process.
The appeals process would be there, but it wouldn't be automatically kicked in as it is now.
You'd have to initiate it.
Yes, and lots of guys do initiate appeals processes.
As they should. But they can get off.
Just think of how much more better spent this money could be put to use if we're not paying to keep some obvious dirtbag alive in prison.
Well, you certainly save on food and linen on a guy that's dead. I mean, that's very clear. But, you know, my biggest point on this is since 1971, when the death penalty became constitutional again, because it became unconstitutional for about 18 months.
Right.
That's why Charles Manson, who was convicted in like 68 or something like that of these whole helter-skelter thing.
Right.
That's why he was convicted and sentenced to death, but that's why he will not die. Is because it became
he was within that 18 months.
Well, yeah, it was. He was before that 18 months,
oh, okay.
And there, by that, you know, he was then. Everybody else was commuted, and it can't be remuted.
Right.
You know, once it's commuted, right?
Yeah.
It can't be remuted or whatever the term is. Right. So since 1971, that we've when we reinstituted the death penalty, there have been 117 people released from death row in the United States.
Wow.
That's 117 people that would have died. That, I mean, they were sitting on death row.
Right.
Waiting to die.
They were waiting to die. And those 117 people, you know, I mean, who's going to be responsible for their murder, right? I mean, if we're going to be very concerned about the victims in this case,
right,
here's 117 victims of our judicial system. And I'm not saying that our judicial system is bad. I'm just saying
I'll say that. I think it sucks.
No, I'm not going to say that.
No,
I'm going to say
that
it's fallible, and that if you bring the death penalty into it, you're saying we're infallible.
Well, our judicial system does suck. And I think
I disagree entirely. I think it's one of the best on the planet.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it doesn't suck. That means if you compare it against the country of Bali, then we've got a better judicial system, or against China or something like that. I think it could get a lot better. And I think that if we made some changes, and I'll suggest some of them here shortly, then maybe it could make both of you happy, because, Mike, you want to see the scumbag 17-year-old thrown off of a bridge because you think
the killer.
The eye for an eye. The killer.
Hell
killer,
yeah,
guys.
An eye for an eye, man.
And, Manos, while you would want to see that, you don't think the government should be involved in it.
I just don't think that, you know, I think that man's fallible.
Hey, if you do the crime, right, you know, hey, you're going to get...
But the problem is, what if you
rewards,
didn't do
you know what I'm saying?
The problem I think that Manos is bringing up is, what if you really didn't throw that girl off the bridge?
The point I said was if there were witnesses there who actually saw
you do it... How do you know the witnesses all
it?
Didn't like you? How do you know the witnesses
if,
all
let's
didn't
say
like
there was, say you did it in front of a damn ATM and there was a camera there and it caught you right on tape.
That's,
I mean,
pretty damning.
Something like that. That kind of evidence... There should be
damning
none of this
evidence.
Crap with a, you know, extended trial and da-da-da-da-da. Screw you. You're done.
The problem is
I'll stick the damn needle in his arm.
I agree. And that is vengeance, my friend. That's not justice.
No, if you take a life, you deserve to give up your own.
I disagree with that. I think that the problem here is, in this system that we have, victims get victimized twice. And let me give you an example. Let's take the ATM robbery that you're talking about. Let's say your wife, Mike, she's at the ATM, some scumbag blows her brains out, takes her $20 that she just withdrew. Sad crime. It's probably happened before. And so you've got videotape of it. You've got videotape of this guy committing this crime, and it's damning evidence. The problem is, you get nothing. I mean, yeah, you'll feel... I mean, will it really make you feel good knowing that this guy got it? Because wouldn't it make you feel better? Wouldn't it make you feel... Let me ask you this. Wouldn't it make you feel better if you collected a check each month as a result of it?
No. I would want to see the guy pay for what he did.
I think that if you talk to people that are victims of these crimes, that they'll tell you that it doesn't matter that the guy's killed, set on fire, his ashes sent in airplanes to the four corners of the earth, they still feel pain, that there's still a hole that's the size of their mom or their brother or whoever in their heart. And I think that is what, I mean, I understand why you would want to kill them. I would want to, too.
Well, just knowing that scumbag is not still walking the earth and breathing the same air that I do
every
day.
He's not walking the earth. He's going to be in jail.
I wouldn't care.
He's going to be in jail.
Have
you been in jail?
He's done. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I have.
So you know what it's like to be in jail. You think you haven't been in prison, though, have you?
No, no, I haven't been in federal rape-me-in-the-ass prison. No, I have not.
I mean, this is not... this is not Club Med that we're talking about here. This is not an existence that anybody really desires. Let's open the phone. I mean, the phones are always open. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We know what we think. We want to know what you think. Should there be a death penalty? 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Of course, you can always change the topic. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Michael Bednarik, and I approve this message.
George Bush says he's your war president and led us into one in Iraq, based on lies. John Kerry wants to send even more troops. Both will reinstate the military draft. Michael Bednarik, the libertarian candidate for president, will end the war in Iraq and bring our troops home to defend our own country without a draft. To return America to her heritage of peace and freedom, libertarian Michael Bednarik is your only choice. Call 800-807-7552 today. That's 800-807-7552.
Or take action online and log on to badnarik.org. That's badnarik.org. NARIK.org. Vote for peace, freedom, and liberty this November. Vote for Libertarian candidate for president Michael Bednarik.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, that's a toll-free number. The question is still on the table if you want to answer it about the death penalty. What do you think? Should there be one, and if so, why? And should there be one, if not, why? That's still open if you want to comment on it. Of course, we'll take your emails as well, ftl@freetalklive.com. This is the show where you can literally control the topic. You can dial us up, 800-259-9231, and go anywhere you want.
Just because we're hijack the show.
Right, just because we're in the middle of something doesn't mean that you are not the priority here, because you are.
I love that term, hijack the show.
It is great. I love it. It's probably one of the only places you can get away with saying hijack in this country
right
now.
You better be careful where you say hijack. You better do it from your own home.
Exactly. Now, speaking of murderers, you were going to talk about Christopher Columbus. Is that right?
Well, you know, is that a segue?
Yeah. That's our radio talk, ain't it?
Well, you know, there's certain things that you were taught in government-run schools as you... as you're growing up, you learn all about, oh, how the pilgrims came over and landed at Plymouth Rock and da-da-da-da-da, you know, and all that kind of crap. But you don't always get the full story. Well, here's a interesting article that I found having to do with Christopher Columbus. This comes out of Lincoln, Nebraska. Only days after 200 Native demonstrators were arrested while protesting a Columbus Day parade in Denver, educators and students at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln staged a protest of their own on Monday. It was a different kind of protest, a quieter one, devoid of the spectacle of the Denver demonstration, where natives held banners that read, "Christopher Columbus, America's first terrorist." Those who took part in Monday's protest nevertheless presented a powerful message, and their message was, "Columbus was a murderer of native people and should not be remembered as the, quote, discoverer of America.
I agree.
A land already populated when he accidentally found it while searching for the East Indies. A lot of people just think Native Americans are just being silly and oversensitive about the use of the word discovery," said Victoria Smith, a UNL assistant professor of history. The occasion for Monday's protest was a panel discussion and presentations on the real history of Columbus held on the UNL campus. The event was hosted by UNL's Intertribal Exchange and was held to educate people on the historical myths surrounding Columbus's voyages to the Americas.
Here's my question. Now, how many millions of people is you say that Columbus killed?
Well, I'm just about ready to hit that, yeah. Among those myths, that Columbus was friendly with the indigenous people he met and had little effect on the small numbers of natives who existed at the time of his arrival in the New World. Not so, said Donna Akers, a UNL assistant professor of history. On the island of Hispaniola, site of present-day Haiti and the Dominican Republic, Columbus was responsible for the systematic murder of nearly 9 million indigenous people over the course of 40 years after his arrival there in the late 15th century. In less than a normal lifetime, a whole culture was destroyed, Akers said. She related stories of the cruel and torturous treatment of indigenous people by Columbus. Stories of infants fed alive to hungry dogs as their mothers watched.
Wasn't he a government bureaucrat?
He was working for the government.
He was working
for the Queen of Spain.
I think that this is crazy.
What do you mean?
It's insane.
What?
There's not 9 million people on Hispaniola now. I mean, there's no way that Columbus killed 9 million people. Do you understand how busy you'd have to be to kill 9 million people 600 years ago? I mean, it's a preposterous number. And this woman, Aker, is some kind of Chicken Little running around talking nonsense. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's a crazy number.
I have heard
I'm
that Columbus
certain that
is a murderer. I know he was a murderer, at least that far, but I can't... Again, I have to agree with you, 9 million...
He's a conqueror. Let's be... that's what that term means. When you win, you're a conqueror.
You're still a murderer, though. You're still killing other men, taking people's lives, and it's not a very nice thing to do. I totally agree, regardless of the numbers. I totally agree that Columbus Day should not be celebrated. There should be no Columbus Day.
Do you agree that there should be any federal holiday?
No, there should not.
There you go. So what the hell's the point?
Well, federal government it should not be their job. It should not be any of their business, and it certainly isn't constitutional for them to be declaring certain days holidays.
Yeah, I can see it maybe being a holiday in Spain or something, but why the hell should it be one over here?
I don't care which holiday you're talking about. I don't care if it's Christmas. I don't care if it's Halloween, which I don't think the federal government recognizes, or Memorial Day or Veterans Day or any of those. I think it's... should be up to you. If you want to have your own little holiday, then go for it. Or if you're a Jewish person and you celebrate Hanukkah, then go celebrate it. You don't have to have it approved
by
the state. I just don't understand that. 800-259-9231. So is there a point to the article, or just interesting that he killed 9 million people, allegedly?
Let me just finish it up real quick. It says, also, there were stories of natives impaled on swords and thrown down cliff walls with slit throats.
Yuck.
Stories of 70,000 infants lost to starvation and murder in Cuba over the course of 3 months. It is a history you won't find in textbooks, Akers said.
Of course not.
In those pages, Columbus is a hero. That's what we're teaching our children, she said.
I remember that.
No, I mean, this is just, like I was saying at the beginning, this is just the spin of it. You know what I mean? We get what we get. as students in a government-run school, and a lot of children probably would never know about something like this.
No way.
Honest to God?
Before you read it?
Before I read this article, that's why it prompted me to read it tonight, because I did not know this.
Good point. You probably, all you knew about Columbus was in 1492. What's the little poem?
1492.
In 1492. That's gay little.
Yeah, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Yeah, whatever.
It's good to know that.
Yeah. That's what they teach you in school, but you're right. In our government history classes, we're usually not given the whole story, are we? 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We've got another email to get to coming up next. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com.
Would you like to have a government that treats citizens as responsible adults rather than helpless children? Are you fed up with legislators who spend as though there's no tomorrow? Are you tired of having to jump through regulatory hoops when you try to run a business or educate your children? Would you like your vote to finally make a difference? The Free State Project is a plan for 20,000 people who believe in limited government and increased civil liberties to move to a single state in the U.S. so that together we can make a difference. Join us in New Hampshire and you too can have liberty in your lifetime. Members of the Free State Project will reduce burdensome taxation and regulation, eliminate wasteful government programs, and will return New Hampshire to a government limited in size, scope, and expense. A government committed to keeping them free. Free to lead their lives, contribute money to charities, run their businesses, and raise their families. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You love your pet, and when your dog or cat starts to suffer from the debilitating effects of arthritis, you want to do everything possible to bring back their energy and spirit. Now, both you and your pet can benefit from a revolutionary natural approach to overcoming arthritic problems induced by aging with Pet Wonder. Pet Wonder contains glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and shark cartilage, the three top natural ingredients for fighting arthritic problems, particularly inflammation and pain. Pet Wonder has no side effects, costs a fraction of many pharmaceutical or veterinarian procedures, and results are often seen in just a few days. Pet Wonder can help change the degeneration of your pet's health and rejuvenate both its health and happiness. Your pet will thank you for the added energy and spirit. Call 800-882-3213 for more information or to order Pet Wonder. It will turn your pet into the puppy or kitten it once was. Call 800-882-3213 today or visit the web at petwonder.com. That's petwonder.com.
Live 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. The remaining moments of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And I'm Mike.
And Menwich.
And we want to hear from you about absolutely anything. The phone lines again, 800-259-9231. I did mention that I had another email. Actually, it didn't just come in or anything. It's been here. But it did come in this week, and it's from Dada Orwell. Hi guys, Dada here from the Free State Project. I have a question for you. Now that I'm in New Hampshire, I have a lot of commuting to do, and as he works in Boston apparently. I've been using that drive time to compose Free State Project recruitment poems. and reading them to the Howie Carr Chump Line in Boston. Basically, that's a talk radio guy's voicemail system where if you leave a 10 to 30 second message, they play their messages back on the air every weekday at 5. Who cares? Anyway, I'm wondering if you would like me to read poems like that for Free Talk Live. And if so, how would you like me to go about doing that? Do we want him to... We've had a poem before on the air. We had, way back in the day, we had kind of a local...
It was Chet.
Local yokel Chet. He called in.
That was really good poetry.
It was a good poem. And so... Sure.
He doesn't seem like a poet. Like, you know, you listen to him, he talks kind of funny. He said he lived in a trailer on Doobie Street.
Right. Yeah, you know, and he wrote the poem on a great package poem. Of Red Man.
I didn't.
He did say that.
That's right. So should we let him write a Free Talk Live poem?
I'd love to hear a Free Talk Live poem.
Why not?
I mean, if you email it to us, we'll probably
and a Free State Project poem. I'd love to hear that.
Well, he did that one. He says, here's one I left last week. This is the one he left to the other radio show. He says, I usually center them around the presidential election, since that's all the talk show host ever talks about. But with Free Talk Live, I could customize them as reactions to your recent topics.
Ooh.
So, sounds interesting. Here's the one that he did. He says, I wish it weren't true that I did not have to say, whichever spending monger wins, November's second day. Nanny government will grow, expand, exceed, and bloat. There's even less hope for freedom lovers caught in Boston's moat. But for those of you who treasure guns as much as you hate taxes, who want to have a government that wanes instead of waxes. There's only one solution in your lifetime I can see. Bring your love of freedom to New Hampshire. Visit freestateproject.org.
That's pretty good. Hey, there you go.
That's pretty good. I'd like to hear him read it. But, you know, I mean,
good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
That would be good.
Maybe we'll have him, maybe he'll call in. I mean, he knows. He's got to know. He's a listener to the show. The phone lines are open at 800-259-9231, and we'll take your poem. That's fine. It's Free Talk Live. Anything goes.
That's right.
Well, no dirty words.
Well, obviously not.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know.
We can't violate FCC law. Wait, it's not law. But we can't violate their rules. Otherwise, we get in trouble.
Big trouble.
Yeah.
Get that pee-pee stain.
So there you go. 800-259-9231. Thanks for the email, Dada. And again, don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. The chat room is available, and there's a bunch of people in there hanging out tonight. Love it when the chat's busy.
That's a good thing.
We got over 155 members on our bulletin board service at freetalklive.com. Post a message, read some messages. That's a lot of fun. There's always something controversial going on in there.
So if you're listening, why aren't you a member yet? I mean, you know, there's no reason not to sign in and get logged into to the BBS and all that good stuff. It's absolutely free.
So we touched on quite a few things tonight. We talked about our government-run education system, which is a total nightmare. We talked about the airlines situation, which is a nightmare as well. We want to hear from you about absolutely anything. So email us during the week. Get interactive at freetalklive.com. And, of course, we appreciate you being here on most stations carrying the show. You'll hear the Harry Brown Show next, so stay tuned for that. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mike.
And Manwich.
And we will talk to you next week, 8 to 10. Don't forget, Michael Badnarik on the 30th.
Here's a